Now, for more insight on the significance of the Day of Ashura, we're bringing in political analyst Mr. Kamal Wazni, who's also joining us from the Lebanese capital, Beirut. Mr. Wazni, welcome to the program. Let's jump right in. Tell us about the significance of Ashura and the special message that this day harbors.
Well, obviously, it's a day of commemorating the Imam Hussein. Imam Hussein is the leader of all revolution that actually stood against tyranny, stood against oppression. It's the Imam who liberated the soil of the people who were under this oppression. Today in Lebanon, it has a significant meaning because the teaching of Imam Hussein and the suffering that he faced during his life and his battle in Karbala gave us all the hope that there is will be light at the end of the tunnel. We saw the teaching of Imam Hussein when the people were alone in 1982 when Israel invaded Lebanon, and if you believed in fighting the Israeli, but at that time people remember when Imam Hussein fought tyranny and his numbers were very small. As you mentioned, less than 72 people stood with Imam Hussein against a huge army. It could be in the thousands. In Lebanon, they took that the spirit of Hussein and the responsibilities and the sacrifice that Imam Hussein experienced in his life and in his death, and carry on liberating Lebanon and actually standing for what's supposed to be the strongest country in the Middle East. I think everything that even Sayyid Hassan Nasrallah, when he was speaking, he spoke about Imam Hussein and significant Imam Hussein, and how that everything that we had, it's from Karbala, and that's the same thing that message echoed by the Imam Khomeini when he said everything that we had is because of the blessing of Karbala. And I think with the help of Imam Hussein and his message is not the love and the passion, it is basically the responsibilities that come with that love and passion, and able to sacrifice your life and give everything that you have for ultimate cause, what's supposed to be justice and freedom and democracy for the world. His love extended by having this harmony of not accepting an injustice, and that's really what it means to us to commemorate Karbala at this time, at this period of history.
As you can see on our screen, Ashura processions are taking place from the right to the left, Ardabil Yazd, Bandar Abbas. That's respectively from the north to the center of Iran, all the way to the south. Millions of mourners in Iran are taking place in these commemorative processions, remembering the Day of Ashura and the martyrdom of Imam Hussein. Mr. Wazni, what message do the lessons of Karbala send to oppressed nations today?
The message is you have to do your duties. You have to take your responsibility. You have to do what is right. You don't look at the size of your enemy. You look at the strengths of your determination and your rightly cause. And you will not cave in when you see the large enemy attacking you. And the message is you have to be willing to sacrifice and put the faith on God, because victory is from God. And if you don't win basically a battle, it's basically you have done your duties. Today, now in Lebanon and throughout the world, in Iran, on all the Muslim world, there is still a lot of oppression against Muslims, against believers, whether it is in Bahrain, whether it is in the eastern part of Saudi Arabia, whether it's against Iran from the sanction that America imposed and the Israeli imposed against Iran, whether the ultimate threat that we face in Lebanon from from the Israeli, the people of Gaza. There's oppressions that everywhere try to surround us, but basically because we have a belief and we have a responsibility, and we should have the sacrifice that Imam Hussein had in Karbala. And for that, this tyranny will not be something that we'd be scared of. We have to put up the rightly battles that protect the Islam and the religion and the people, and make sure that you cannot submit yourself and surrender to tyranny and oppression. You have to stand your ground and fight what is right and what is supposed to be the right of every individual to live in freedom and dignity. And that's what Imam Hussein did. They asked him to submit to Yazid, and he refused.
Let's go back to our correspondent, Altaf Ahmad, who's joining us from southern Beirut. Altaf, on a number of occasions, Sayyid Hassan Nasrullah has pointed to the resistance and patience of Imam Hussein. I'll address that. We lost our correspondent, Altaf. Hopefully, we'll be hearing from her later on in the program. Let's address that very same question to Mr. Wazni. Mr. Wazni, on a number of occasions, Sayyid Hassan Nasrullah has pointed to the patience of Imam Hussein and the resistance of Imam Hussein in the Battle of Karbala as a source of inspiration for oppressed nations today. Tell us about the effect that Hussein ibn Ali's message has with the people of Lebanon, who are also lauded for their resistance against oppression.
Look, that every victory that we had in Lebanon, every achievement that we had in Lebanon, every preparation that we had in Lebanon, it's because of the teaching of Imam Hussein. It's because of the love of Imam Hussein. It's because of the experience of Imam Hussein. And it's because of the love of Sidna Zainab and Imma alayhim salam, and because of the waiting for Imam al-Mahdi ajallah faraju, that love and passion made us so strong, even when we were not strong. But our love and our determination, and that's what Sayyid Hassan always emphasized when yesterday when he spoke about the condition that we lived in during the Israeli invasion. I remember that period vividly. I was 15 when Israel invaded Lebanon. I know how many people fought on the streets against Israel. Those people, if you can count them at that time, there would be less than 100 people. Today, there are the most formidable, strong fighter of God that defeated the Israeli. They defeated the Israeli in 2000. They forced them to withdraw from Lebanon. They actually stood against all the odds. People even call them mad, crazy. They're irrational. But they didn't know what it means to be a believer in God, believer of Islam, believer of the Quran, to be a student of Imam Hussein, to study the experience of Karbala. Those people don't have that experience. And if they don't have that experience, they don't know what victory is all about. And that's what the resistance did. The resistance did not prevail because they have some weapons, because they have faith. They had faith, and that faith, you cannot not break that faith. The resistance did not win because they have cornet or advanced weapons. Yes, they did help. But those resistance, when they trained on the love of God. They trained on the sacrifice for Islam. They trained on the school of Karbala. And that's exactly what Sayyid Hassan was referring in every speech he had. And I listened to a lot of his speeches, especially in Ashura, because they concentrated on how he prepares the believer to continue the cause for freedom and justice and humanity for the whole world. I think these teachings actually prepare the resistance, and they made him so strong, because with our prayers, with our dua, we can actually achieve a lot of things, and that really what makes the resistance so immune and so formidable against all enemy. And with God's blessing, this resistance did prevail and will prevail against any war that or against any threat that will face Lebanon or will face any Muslim country. Because when we look at it, we look when one entity of Islam is under attack, that means it's our duty as Muslim, as believer, as a student of Karbala, as a student of Ashura, to rise and defend, because that's what the Prophet Muhammad, peace upon him, taught us. We cannot set idols, and the resistance did not set idol, and they scored against the Israeli, and they defeated the Israeli, and the Israeli did not. They had the most sophisticated weapon. They had the United States, but they never had the faith that those believers in Karbala did have in 2006, when they were crying, the Israeli were crying like children during that war, and the believers stood and defeated them in 2006 because there were believers in the school of Hussein and Karbala.
Okay, let's listen in to the processions that are taking place right now. What we're seeing right now is in Yazdan, central Iran.
الحسين وعلى اولاد الحسين.
As we can see, many participants congregate together in public processions for the ceremonial chest beating as a display of their devotion to Imam Hussein in remembrance of his suffering and to preach the message that oppression will not last in the face of truth and justice. Back to our guest, Mr. Kamal Wazni in Beirut. Mr. Wazni, we're seeing these processions taking place right now, and it seems that the passion and the sorrow of those participants is still so fresh. Does that mean that Hussein ibn Ali's stand at Karbala has in fact stood the test of time? It's surely one of the greatest of epic battles in the history of mankind, a symbol of refusing to stand down against a tyrant and of standing up to oppression, as Imam Hussein preferred, the death of a martyr rather than surrendering to a tyrant.
Well, obviously, there is no one in history alive like Imam Hussein and the experience of Karbala. Imam Hussein is in every Muslim heart on a daily basis, because his experience and his teaching and his sacrifice, it's not like he had the passion. He had the passion and the love, but he acted on that passion and love, because certain time you had people who had passion and love, but they sit on the side. They're not willing to sacrifice. They're not willing to give anything. Imam Hussein, he had the love and the passion and the sacrifice. He gave everything he has. He gave his family, his children, his devotion for Islam, and he gave his soul to Islam. And he died to keep the promise of Islam and the promise of freedom that Islam provided. So basically, if you look at the experience of and the passion, you will never find a love and passion exhibited in our world as the passion and love that Imam Hussein that actually mark with responsibility and mark with sacrifice. And that is that what inspire people throughout history to that Imam Hussein will be mentioned every second and every moment, and his teaching will be carried on, and wars become fought and won on the belief of Imam Hussein. What Imam Hussein gave us, and that's what we repeat every year to reinforce the concept of Imam Hussein, what he gave us. He gave us the faith and the belief and the determination that we have to stand up for tyranny, for aggression, for what is right. Those what they call mighty power, They can impose all their sanction. They can send their airplane. They can destroy city as they did right. in Gaza and in Lebanon. But they never destroy the will of the people. And when they bombed Lebanon in 2006, they destroyed almost every building in the suburb of Beirut. And people looked at it and said, Imam Hussein sacrificed more than that.
Right.
And we will.
Mr. Wazi, allow me to jump in there. We've got our correspondent, Altaf Ahmad, once again with us from southern Beirut. Altaf, as we mentioned earlier, on a number of occasions, Sayyid Hassan Nasrullah has alluded to Imam Hussein and the Battle of Karbala as a source of inspiration for those oppressed nations today. Tell us about the effect of Imam Hussein's message on the people of Lebanon, who are always saluted and lauded as pillars of resistance against oppression.
Hello? Oh, okay. I'm sorry, can you repeat the question, Bardia?
Yes, please tell us about the inspiration. How much inspiration do the people of Lebanon draw from the Battle of Karbala?
Okay, well, before going into that, I'm going to tell you something about this year's commemorations. Some things that I've noticed coming here are two basic things. First, that along with the banners of Ashura, you have the Palestinian flag this year, and it's risen. That is in solidarity with our brothers and sisters of Gaza, because they as well have given a lot of martyrs, and it coincided with this year's Ashura commemoration. That's one. Number two, I think this will show you exactly how much of an inspiration Imam Hussein was to the people of Lebanon, is the intensified security measures that have been taken throughout the way coming here. Because, as you know, several days ago, five Syrian nationals were arrested in South Lebanon, and reports have said that they were going to, they had a terror plot, that they were going to conduct some sort of operation or have, prepare an explosion at the Ashura commemoration marches. So, despite that, Sayyid Hassan Nasrallah last night, he stressed that no explosion is going to stand between us and Karbala, and no terror plot is going to stand between us and Imam Hussein. In Lebanon, you can really tell how people have given their children and given martyrs, their husbands, their brothers, their sisters, everything, even their homes they have given them. That is only because, and they managed to survive after that. They were, they did that only to offer condolences to Imam Hussein and to have something to raise their heads on Judgment Day when they meet Imam Hussein, so they can tell him that we too have given martyrs and we too have followed your path. This is Imam Hussein really just put the building block of when people, when people's cause becomes a path. This is what the people of Lebanon have learned from Imam Hussein, that no price is too high if your cause is righteous. And as you can see, throughout the history and throughout the history of the Islamic resistance has indeed given leaders such as Imam Hussein. I'm not, of course, in worth, but they were the leaders, the military leaders, and they were martyred as well. Not as you see in other countries who are sending their troops halfway across the world to conduct their wars for them as they stay at home. No, our leaders here in Lebanon, whether it be Haj Ridwan, Ahmad Mughni, the military leader of the Islamic resistance, or Sayyid Abbas al-Musawi, the former secretary general of Hezbollah, they were all martyred. Sayyid Hassan Nasrallah himself has a martyred child, Sayyid Hadi Nasrallah. So you can tell from here that the leaders of the Islamic resistance and the leaders in Lebanon are planning themselves to be martyrs as well, and are giving their children as sacrifice, just like Imam Hussein did.
Thank you, Altaf. Mr. Wazni, a breathtaking statement amidst what Altaf Ahmad just said. She said, no price is too high if your cause is righteous. Very briefly, if you have anything to add to that.
Well, this is the ultimate statement that Sayyid Hassan Nasrallah said yesterday, and he said to the believers, we have to stand with Imam Hussein, we have to stand with Karbala. He gave up his life for justice and freedom, and I think for Islam, and there is nothing we can say, we cannot, we have to do everything to preserve the teaching of Islam, the teaching of Quran, the thing that Imam Hussein fought, and this is Karbala at best. We live it in our heart, we live it in every day, and will be with us for until the Imam Sahib al-Zaman will appear.
All right, many thanks. Political analyst Kamal Wazni from Beirut and our correspondent Altaf Ahmad from southern Beirut.